Jackson County Central is the Section 3 champion in Class 2A. After 14 innings, 7-2 the final score, and Huskies head coach Morgan Christopher is here to at least touch on it. I don't know that we can cover all of it, but it was tied at 2 since the 4th, and you guys were able to keep that true when you had to, and finally, once you were able to break the tie and get those runs on the board, then you also closed it out.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is at 11:05, the Dogs punched their ticket to state, Kempson. Yeah, honestly, it kind of doesn't feel real yet because, like, it's I feel like it's almost midnight on the next morning here. But, yeah, just incredible. I like you said, there's a lot to even try and process what all happened. All I know is our defense locked in, Hadley Wacko locked in, and we got out of a ton of jams again and finally broke it open in the 14th inning, which was awesome. You know, honestly, when we were up 2-0 like 8 hours ago, I kind of felt pretty good. And Hadley said she only needed one run of support. And at that point, you know, we felt really good as a team that's our pitcher's mentality. Honestly, and I don't know what happened from there, but just to keep competing, you know, I obviously thought we put a lot of good at-bats together. Both teams, holy cow, first off, let's give credit to both teams here. Big plays after big plays after big plays defensively. You know, in innings like 19 through 37 there, I felt like we broke it open, like we finally got the hit. We finally were going to go ahead, and so much credit to Morris, too, because they made diving catch after diving catch. You know, when our kids came out and then just did the same thing over and over. So really just an extremely well-played game by both teams. But obviously, the Dogs are out on top. Dogs are going to state, baby.
And I kept noticing that for a while, when it was 2-2, it was also 2 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. And that was all that was on that board and didn't change very much for the back half of regulation and deep into extra innings as well. So that goes with what you're saying as far as how well this game was played on each side. Neither of these teams obviously wanted to lose, and both of these teams wanted to win so desperately, and that was very evident from the level of competition, especially as you get deeper into essentially a second entire game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, credit, like we said, credit to Morris too. Their pitcher obviously competed. You know, it's unfortunate, and when we're on the great side because we won the game, but it's unfortunate when you watch this game from the crowd that someone has to lose that game. You know, that's just an excellent softball game in the biggest atmosphere with the biggest advancement on the line there. Yeah, and to be honest, Kempson, I honestly don't even really remember the question. All I know is, you know, I think I kind of remember it. I feel like a lot of our hits we got with 2 outs. Mm. You know, we didn't have anything going. They, you know, and honestly on both ways too. Like, it seemed like we both teams kind of got the first and second out, and then maybe something happened and you got a base runner with 2 outs on first. And, you know, we'll take base runners whenever we can. But obviously it makes it a little bit easier when you can get that base runner sooner. But, you know, and I couldn't tell you the inning, but the inning where Cora got on first and we had something going and, you know, I got her thrown out at second. You know, obviously that was the wrong call because at the end of the day she got thrown out. You know, and then it's Miley hits a super hard ground ball that gets through. And you know, in that moment, it felt like Morris had all the momentum there. And you try so hard to just keep telling your kids, we're doing a great job, we're doing a great job. But realistically, you know, that I probably shouldn't have done that call. But no, it just seemed like a lot of the hits came with 2 outs and it was hard to get something going. And, you know, on the other end of that, again, I couldn't tell you the innings, but Morris had bases loaded, 1 out. Morris had second and third, 1 out. Morris had first and second, nobody out. And again, these Dogs just continue to find a way to be resilient and not give up runs. I mean, it's tough. What they're doing right now is they're playing tough defense. And we have some really tough pitchers.
It was almost half and half from just off the top of my head where it was like, you know, 3 up, 3 down, which is obviously monumental for you guys, especially down the stretch. But then you also have the jams and you get out of them like you were saying too. And I don't know that the question matters. I think you gave me a better answer than I asked. But 18 strikeouts for Hadley Wacko.
Oh, wow.
31 against the Tigers in the postseason because she had 13 last time out in the semifinal. And then, of course, Maddie had a great performance as well. But the Tigers, you could tell how bad they wanted it, obviously, because they were able to force the winner-take-all situation. And that's where you guys had been. And then all of a sudden, you're into this game too, even though you were not the underdog anymore, and you guys were able to eventually punch your ticket.
Absolutely. You know, the big thing is when they do win the first game, you know, it is extremely important to lock your kids in at that moment. And that game is over, and you have to make sure that everyone, attitude, spirits, everyone is up. I thought we did a really, really, really great job as a team of doing that. You know, as soon as we got out to right field after that first game, it was only good things being said. You know, we kind of told our kids, you're either here and you believe in every single one of your teammates that we're going to win game two, or you have a free pass to go sit in the stands and nobody will judge you. And not a single one of our players left that huddle. They knew it. You know, I'd be lying if I said they knew it was going to take 14 innings. But, you know, we told our kids, too, after that first game that it's not a big deal. We're here to win the second game now. And we just said, you know what, that'll just make it even more sweeter. And it sure did. Sure did.
You're holding a gold medal with a blue ribbon on it.
Finally. Yep. Let's go. It looks like we're probably going to have to tuck that red one away for a long, long time. You know what? People don't know. It was pretty intentional that our slogan was together in blue all year. You know, as a coaching staff, we talked about, should we say Navy? And I said no, because this medal is royal blue. And that is exactly why we did the together in blue. We haven't told our kids yet. We've been waiting for someone to ask all year why our armbands are royal blue instead of Navy. They have not asked, but they're going to find out tonight that this, it was so intentional, everything we did, that we tied it in with the royal blue. And you're right, Kempson, we got that gold medal with the blue on it now, and it feels pretty dang good.
And I am not going to shift the focus from tonight. I'm not going to. I'm not going to do it, because you just played two complete games to finally get it done, and that was on top of two extra inning games. So what is that, 16, 14, 30 innings altogether?
Okay.
No, but against the Tigers in particular, against the Tigers. And today in particular, 22 of those happened, and at the end of the latest 14, you guys got it done. You got the win, and I'm going to let you guys celebrate that, and I have no further questions. Thank you so much for your time.
That's awesome. I want to throw out two more things, Kempson. Since it's almost midnight, we might as well keep talking anyway here. One thing I just want to say, our coaching staff is so incredibly proud of this team. You know, extremely happy for every single one of them. But for Kaylee Nosbusch and Lauren Johnson to get to the state tournament as a senior group and the leadership that they have brought, it is incredibly rewarding to see that they get to make that trip to Mankato. And obviously just extremely proud of this whole team. This was not something, we've talked about this before, this was not something that we built overnight. It was not something that happened this season. This has been in the making for many, many years. And, you know, 2 years ago when we lost the first time here, you know what, and it stung, and last year it stung even more. It seemed like we continued to come in the summer and have individual practices where we're working on fundamental stuff. And every single time, Monday through Thursday, 15 kids show up. They never stop putting in the work in that stuff. When you come in the summer, it wasn't, hey, let's go play games and have fun. It was, we are intentional about trying to get better so that we can have this moment right here on the field that the kids are having. So first off, I just want to say that we are so incredibly proud of this team, all 25 of them, and so incredibly happy for them. It's very, very well deserved. And lastly, we obviously want to thank you guys. I'm sure you as well missed supper, and we're all kind of hungry right now. But thank you for your coverage, not just this game, obviously, but every single game that you guys have been at. I know this takes a lot of time on your guys' end, so we appreciate it. And we'd also like to thank our fans. They showed up today. Lots of people traveling. I see some a sixth grader still up there in the stands, and it's almost midnight. Just soaking it all in. So we just want to thank everyone. We want to thank our school district today, who gave us a send-off at Riverside, at the middle school, at Pleasant View, and at the high school. Just the community support we have just makes everything just so much more special. And lastly, as you know, dogs are going to state, baby. Go, dogs!
Head Coach Morgan Christopher.
Huh? Yeah, we're good. Making sure. Always making sure. Appreciate you. Morgan Christopher, the Huskies head coach, getting her reaction from the championship of Jackson County Central. And thank you for her kind words as well. But obviously the thank yous that she gave to others are even more important for JCC to be able to get into this position. And we're just a vessel to help you be able to discover that in real time. And that's it's one of, if not my favorite parts of the entire job. So yeah, absolutely. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Janet, for pulling almost an all-nighter. Of course, talked about Lauren Johnson and Kaylee Nosbusch. They have to graduate at some point in like hours. So congratulations to them on that as well. On Jackson County Central for getting to next Tuesday. That is when we will bring you JCC softball on KKOJ. Once again, we'll see what happens as far as how the seating shakes out and stuff like that. 2:45 is when we expect to go on the air, because at 3:00 is when the first pitch is scheduled for at Caswell Park. On KKOJ is when we intend to be there. And it is the state tournament for the first time in 20 years for JCC. First time any of these Huskies have been alive for JCC to be able to do that. And they did it in 14 innings, 7-2 the final tonight. I'm Kempson Cross, thanking all of our sports boosters one more time and every time for being able to bring you JCC softball on KKOJ. And we'll talk to you later, and we hope you all come back.